presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
May 10, 1114 America, New York, Afghans urge court not to give frozen central bank assets to September 11 families. Advocates for the Afghan people say it would be unjust and illegal to use $3.5 billion of Afghanistan's assets to pay off the Taliban's judgment debts. Huge crowds last year outside the Azizi Bank main branch in Kabul, Afghanistan, after the Taliban swept the country.
New York Times Business.
May 10, 1046 America, New York, Bolt built $11 billion payments business with inflated metrics and eager investors. The startup has had a meteoric rise, thanks to its charismatic co-founder, Ryan Breslow. But he sometimes stretched the truth to get there. Ryan Breslow, a founder of Bolt, at his house in Miami.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 10, 1020 America, New York, Fed's Williams says lowering inflation is central bank's main mission. Federal Reserve Bank of New York president said he is confident we have the right tools to achieve our goals. Wall Street Journal Markets. May 10, 1003 America, New York, China currency crisis may get a sequel. China's bulwarks against currency depreciation and capital outflows are stronger in some ways than in 2015, but the external environment is more threatening.
Daily FX Market News.
May 10, 10 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones forecasts, mercy bounce from big support. Stocks have become so bearish that the most bullish thing is just how bearish everyone is. A mercy bounce developed from major support overnight.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 10, 9:40 America, New York. Sony and Nintendo face chillier post-pandemic world. The two Japanese gaming giants expect slowing profit growth just as Microsoft and other rivals are plowing cash into games.
New York Times Business.
May 10, 9:36 America, New York. Netflix tells employees ads may come by the end of 2022. Executives said they were aiming to introduce an ad-supported, lower-priced subscription tier in the last 3 months of the year, quicker than originally indicated. Netflix is facing significant business challenges after reporting a loss of 200,000 subscribers in the first 3 months of the year.
Global economy.
May 10, 9:23 America, New York, Stellantis chief warns of battery shortages as carmakers switch to electric. Carlos Tavares says supply challenges will feed into bigger problem of keeping electric vehicles affordable.
Wall Street Journal Markets. May 10, 9:06 America, New York, Prologis offers to buy Duke Realty in nearly $24 billion deal. Prologis made an offer to buy Duke Realty in an all-stock deal valuing Duke at $61.68 a share, or about $23.71 billion.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 10, 9 o'clock America, New York, watch Treasury auction for clue to student loan costs. Treasury yields have been shooting higher, and where they land this week will be key to setting interest rates on federal student loans.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. May 10, 8:50 America, New York, Sony, Nintendo foresee video game shortages. Sony and Nintendo said that owing to component shortages, their flagship video game machines are likely to be in short supply all year.
Global economy.
May 10, 8:45 America, New York, NY Fed chief confident central bank can deliver soft landing. John Williams forecasts continued strength in U.S. economy but says taming inflation will be difficult.
Armstrong Economics.
May 10, 8:26 America, New York, new webinars, tickets available. We are pleased to announce that we have scheduled new upcoming webinars. Understanding the Monetary Crisis Cycle Model, new webinar. Understanding the Economic Confidence Model. BBC News, Business.
May 10, 8:08 America, New York, PwC hits back at Lord Sugar, Lazy Gits, comment. The Apprentice host had criticized the accountancy giant's new flexible work policy.
BBC News Business. May 10, 8:08 America, New York, PwC hits back at Lord Sugar, Lazy Gits, comment. The Apprentice host had criticized the accountancy giant's new flexible work policy.
Daily FX Market News.
May 10, 7:30 America, New York, Australian dollar, AUD, plunge below key level, USD remains firm. Equity bounce a short-term reprieve. USD remains firm, AUD plunges below key support. BBC News, Business.
May 10, 7:08 America, New York, Queen's Speech. Government turning its back on workers, unions say. The TUC says the omission of an employment bill from the Queen's speech will see bad bosses celebrating.
BBC News Business.
May 10, 7:08 America, New York, Queen's Speech. Government turning its back on workers, unions say. The TUC says the omission of an employment bill from the Queen's speech will see bad bosses celebrating.
Daily FX Market News.
May 10, 6:30 America, New York, British Pound latest, GBP, USD, EUR, GBP, sterling under pressure. The British pound's recent rally has come grinding to a halt and the outlook remains cloudy and biased to further weakness.
Armstrong Economics.
May 10, 6:05 America, New York, inflation and Ukrainian war are greatest threats to the world economy. Comment from Germany, oil and flour shelves are empty. N reply, I really do not know of the braindead politicians actually understanding what they have done with their COVID restrictions, and then whispering to Zelensky to please sacrifice your own people to create a diversion for the collapse in the economy so they can blame Putin.
Digital Finance.
May 10, 6 o'clock America, New York. Smart Karma aims for millions of users, quickly. I'm talking about scale that really moves the markets, says the fintech's co-founder Raghav Kapoor. The post Smart Karma aims for millions of users, quickly appeared first on Digital Finance. Marginal Revolution.
May 10, 2:42 America, New York, GDPR and the lost generation of innovative apps. Using data on 4.1 million apps at the Google Play Store from 2016 to 2019, we document that GDPR induced the exit of about a third of available apps, and in the quarters following implementation, entry of new apps fell by half.
Global Economy.
May 10, 1:27 America, New York, Asia markets slide after Wall Street's steepest sell-off since 2020. Chinese tech leads declines and Bitcoin falls below $30,000, but US and European futures point to reprieve.